All right, welcome to the show. This is the benefits and risks of dividend paying stocks. So I kind of want to go over first, I want to go over the benefits of investing in dividend paying stocks. We'll go with the benefits, then we'll go with the shitty part at the last part of it. Now, investing in dividend paying stocks can be a great way to build wealth and generate passive income. Dividend paying stocks are...
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stocks that pay out a portion of their profits to shareholders on a regular basis. Here are some benefits of investing in dividend-paying stocks. The first benefit is passive income. One of the most significant benefits of investing in dividend-paying stocks is the passive income they generate. Investors can receive regular dividend payments without selling their shares. There's also a steady income stream. Dividend payments can provide a steady stream of income for investors. Sorry about that. For investors, which can help fund retirement or other expenses. There's also protection against inflation. Dividend paying stocks can often increase over time, which can help protect investors against inflation. There's also lower volatility. Dividend paying stocks are often less volatile than non-dividend paying stocks. They can provide a stable source of income during market downturns. There's also long-term growth. Investing in dividend paying stocks can also provide long-term growth opportunities. Companies that pay dividends are often stable, well-established businesses with a proven track record for success. Now, in this next part, we're going to learn how to identify dividend paying stocks. Now, investing in dividend paying stocks requires careful research and analysis. Here are some tips on how to identify dividend paying stocks. One, you want to look for stable companies. Companies that have a long history of paying dividends are often stable and financially sound. Look for companies that have a strong balance sheet, consistent earnings, and a history of paying dividends. You also want to check the dividend yield. The dividend yield is the annual dividend payment divided by the stock price. Look for companies with a high dividend yield, but be sure to check that the yield is sustainable. Now, quick side note for this. Not all yields are created equal. Some yields happen because a great company happened to have their stock price totally knocked down during a bear market. That happens. You still want to go with great companies, preferably ones that have been knocked on their ass a little bit, but still are still financially solid when it comes to their earnings, when it comes to their management. Anyway, let's continue. You want to analyze the payout ratio. Now, the payout ratio is the percentage of earnings that is paid out as dividends. Look for companies with reasonable payout ratio, ideally less than 75%. Evaluate the dividend growth rate. Look for companies with a history of increasing their dividend payments over time. Companies that consistently increase their dividend payments are often well-managed and have strong growth prospects. And also research the industry. Some industries, such as utilities and consumer staples, are known for their dividend-paying stocks. Research the industry to identify potential investment opportunities. Now, even though I don't believe there's a lot of risks in dividends, here are the risks of investing in dividend-paying stocks. Well, dividend-paying stocks can provide many benefits. There are also some risks to consider. Here are some risks of investing in dividend-paying stocks. Economic downturns. During economic downturns, companies may cut or suspend their dividend payments. This can result in a significant loss of income for investors. Truth is, that can happen, but if you're well-diversified in several different companies, and not all of them are going to cut their dividend, at least the likeliness of that happening is so low that all of the companies would do that. But anyway, There's also interest rates to consider. Now, rising interest rates can make dividend-paying stocks less attractive to investors, as they may be able to earn higher returns from other investments. There's also market volatility. Dividend-paying stocks are not immune to market volatility. They can still experience significant price swings, which can result in capital losses. There's also dividend cuts. Companies may cut their dividend for a variety of reasons, including financial difficulties, a change in management, or a shift in a company strategy. Tax implications. Dividend payments are typically taxed at a higher rate than long-term capital gains, which can reduce the overall return on investment. So as far as taxes go, like, look, for me personally, I don't really care if I get taxed on my dividends. I see getting taxed on my dividends the same way I see getting taxed on my income from my job. It's just the government's going to get their, they get their hands in my ass one way or another. So I might as well just call it a day and just give up my money. But no, I definitely love dividend stocks. I know my boy Strongman and I have a philosophical debate on it. It's not tax efficient by any means, no, but it is nice because I don't ever have to sell my position ever, because I will constantly be getting income from the dividend payment as long as the company continues to provide some sort of dividend as a form of a return. Now, of course, you can get a return from the capital appreciation of the stock itself, but that's not the way daddy likes it. Daddy likes those dividend payments coming in at him. I really do, because I'll never know when I need them. You never know when you need another source of income. So always have that source of income constantly flowing at you. That's why I love dividends. I can't help myself. Anyway, let's go over some of the comments. We'll see if anybody's commented so far. I don't think anybody's probably commented on this video. I don't get a lot of people watching the live videos, but that's okay. My main focus is to try to create a good product, to try to write a really come up with good scripts and just, you know, be as informative and educational as possible. I guess overall, my main things, I think that there are more benefits than risks when it comes to dividends. That's my personal opinion. I think it is responsible for me to at least acknowledge that there are risks, as with anything in life. But I think if you're well diversified and every company that you have happens to be a great company that happens to pay a dividend, the fact that they can pay the dividend is incredible in itself. So I'm totally fine with it. As long as it's got a proven track record of earnings, as long as it disperses some of the earnings to the shareholders in the form of a dividend or a stock buyback, I settle for stock buybacks depending on the company. If it's a company with a long history of share buybacks, I'll take that too. But yeah, overall, I prefer a dividend. I really do, because I never want to sell my position. The goal is to never sell your position. You want to have a stock. You want to have multiple stocks that give you some sort of return that allow you to hold on to the ownership of the company that you have without ever having to give it up. You don't want it, because if the moment you sell even a part of it, you're giving up some form of ownership. Like, let's say I did own 2% or 3% of a company, right? If I sell 1%, if I sell like 33% of my shares, what I own, I'm selling basically 1% of the company. 1%, you know, I'm losing a whole percentage there of the entire company. That's actually a bad analogy. Hold on. I'm messing up all over the place, folks. But yeah, no, basically, let's just say I had a lot of money stored in Coca-Cola, right? And I decided to sell 33% of my overall stake in Coca-Cola, what I own. I'm losing 33% of the company that I was owning to begin with. For what? Cash? Look, cash is nice to only for a little bit, though. Cash is a drug that I don't like to get addicted to. I believe that assets mean more than cash, because especially if the asset can produce cash. Now, cash, I understand, is necessary. So if I'm going to get anything that's cash related, I want it to be in the form of a dividend. I really do. That's my preference. Some people call me insane. I agree with them. But I love the dividend payments. And that's kind of how daddy rolls. It's how daddy wants it, you know. I got to stop referring to myself as daddy so much. Anyway, I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to view this incredible live stream. I'm going to be doing more live streams tonight, but I wanted to do this one specifically on the benefits and risks of dividend paying stocks. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Hopefully we'll get more subscribers and we'll get more live people to get in on the discussion after I read the article. The articles that I'm making or generating, however I'm doing them. Anyway, later everybody. Hee hee. Boo-hoo.